Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Fellas, welcome to Pit Central on the Barstool Sportsbook YouTube channel.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Once again, Brandon Walker's out. When will he return? No one knows.
Imagine we did this. It's just, you got to give it back to him when he doesn't come.
In his defense, he is working Thanksgiving night and away from his family.
Oh, well, he eats Thanksgiving at 11 a.m., so it's over no matter what. And second,
that's a blessing.
No matter what. If you're going to make fun of us not being here on a random Wednesdays and Tuesdays when we got shit
going
on.
He does take a shot every single time you're not here, even though you are actually working somewhere else.
Exactly.
I was on my deathbed.
I went to Indiana. He's like, oh, Marty's talking. I'm like, just stop saying it. So he's got to
Oh, he was hammering me for World Series Maine in Vegas. I missed last Monday because Sunday night, like, my best friend got engaged and I wanted to be there, and he just killed me over it. But, like, come on, man. No. Some things, bro.
You know, so there's a reason why we got 5-6 people on this show.
Yeah, we got a great crew today. Smitty, how are we doing?
We're doing good, Mr.
First
Mance.
Thanksgiving with your with the little boy.
Yeah, with the little boy.
A family of three.
Yeah, he's going to be eating all the turkey. Sure. He might be the turkey. Might have to cut him off.
Might have to dress him up as a turkey and take him around the neighborhood, huh?
He already has been in his turkey costume.
Marty Mush.
Around the neighborhood, actually.
I didn't know Thanksgiving was bad till Zah just told me.
Really?
But for, like, the real meaning of Thanksgiving. Had no idea.
Well, yeah, we essentially just raped and pillaged everybody.
I didn't
know. Well, the actual, Zah, correct me if I'm wrong, the actual meaning of Thanksgiving, what it's intended to be, not bad. Everything else,
it was a feast that you were celebrating slaughtering the native... the native people.
That's not what they were celebrating.
It's the new land.
Yeah, they were they were eating together.
That's the Spark Notes version of it.
But they were eating together. I'm not saying that it's not eventually what happened, but they were eating together.
That's what the British did to us.
Yeah, we don't need to go into. I'm just saying. I asked if Zimbabwe at Thanksgiving. He goes, no.
Trust me, that was how I felt. Literally, I think I was like 22 when I found out Christopher Columbus was not a good guy.
Oh, he was. But it's not even that.
It's you're like as just a normal kid. Like you're raised in school that he is a hero.
It's almost like you
and as someone who is
it's almost like
Italian,
you aren't taught the real history of what happened.
It's crazy. Mm. And all of a sudden, I was 22, and on Twitter, I was in college, and everyone's like, Christopher Columbus is a scumbag. He killed, murdered, raped.
It's almost like you're taught Sopranos. It's almost like you're taught Christopher Columbus is a hero, but you're also taught not how to balance a checkbook.
Yeah,
that's true.
Or anything that has to do with taxes.
Yeah. Both is true.
You know what I asked Glennie yesterday? We were talking just like, oh, do you like Thanksgiving? He goes, it's okay for me. I like Thanksgiving.
I do too.
And I was like, hey, what's your favorite holiday? He goes, well, it was Christmas. And I was like, why isn't it anymore? He goes, well, I found out Santa's real. It wasn't real. I was like, and he was dead serious.
I could see Glennie finding out Santa wasn't real when he was like 14.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, how long?
Minimal,
did take?
maybe 16.
Maybe last week.
Like, I could see him, like, the kids in school really getting after him, like, you still think he's real? And he's, like, denying it.
Dude, Glennie's going to be, like, the
he's
best Santa
all,
when he
they're all, like,
though.
Conspiring against him to make him believe that
like,
he's
my
not
mom
real.
Said it's real. It's real.
Glennie will be, like, an awesome Santa when he's older, though. He'll be, like,
best. Wearing the
he's
Santa
the best Santa
the
now,
best.
If you want to do.
It's the
best.
Yeah,
he is.
Big Ev, that's what he said.
I do it for Halloween.
Oh, do you really?
It's a can't miss.
That's what?
Everyone loves it. In college, I did it, like, 3 years in a row. Everyone loves it. Ronan and Caleb came for, they were doing the college show, and I was, like, the vice race. I was, like, helping them around, and they were in, like, Super Troopers. I was wearing the Santa Claus costume. It never misses. I'm telling you, everyone loves.
You
Santa.
Bring it back out for Christmas, or you're only Halloween?
I did in college just for like a bottle exchange thing, but I haven't since. It's been a while.
That's a great trademark on the Halloween.
It's good. Oh,
I love that.
Doesn't
you
miss.
You set the scene for the season. So Thanksgiving. I know, remember last year the uproar over the Thanksgiving mac and cheese.
That's what I was going to bring up too. Where it's like Thanksgiving, if your family doesn't do it, people are outraged. Like if someone says like, "Oh, I have mac and cheese," or "I have whatever," people freak out. If your family,
I disagree. My family has never done mac and cheese, but I would certainly welcome mac and cheese.
Yeah, well, see, I think if your aunt brings it,
I think mac and cheese is acceptable in any scenario or meal possible. Well, you bring mac and cheese to breakfast, fine. You bring it to church, great. You bring it to a funeral, even so better.
I agree.
Well, I think what happened last year was Marty had just had like never even heard of it. It felt like so Marty. I felt like he was thinking of it as it was like you're making some like Kraft mac and cheese, where like a Thanksgiving mac and cheese is like homemade.
Yeah.
Delicious. Like my grandpa in our family, my grandpa makes it unreal. He doesn't make anything else. He makes just that. It's unbelievable. Only on Thanksgivings, maybe Christmas, he might sprinkle it in sometimes.
I love that as a guy move, just making one thing but making it great.
And he literally, because my mom will ask him like how he makes it. He's like, when you think you have like too much butter, put some more butter in it. Like just disgusting amount of cheese and butter.
I was saying and before, it's too, I think my brother is legitimately the only one that like actually likes the circled cranberries. You know that?
Yeah.
The
cranberry sauce?
It's like not even sauce, though. It's like
that's what
it's
they call it. I've always felt the same. It looks like Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the most disgusting thing in the world. He's the only one on Thanksgiving eats it.
I have a take this on Thanksgiving. Sometimes dressing can just be too thick, like stuffy and dry. So are y'all pro adding gravy to wash that up, or is that just a Southern thing?
Well, did you see Kelly in Vegas's take?
I did not.
She thinks that gravy shouldn't like is overrated. Shouldn't be used.
Really?
That almost killed Mincy.
Well, just the roast beef gravy po' boys in Louisiana is like a huge. I mean, that's probably why we're all very large.
I'm not like a gravy stan, but like I like gravy.
Yeah. I don't mind.
I don't have gravy all the time.
It's no, whatever. Same. Do y'all do mashed potatoes with gravy usually or without?
Yeah.
Either. I'll switch
like
it up.
Like a little bit.
Sometimes I really
of gravy.
Like just butter on it. And it fucking. Sure.
But
really
like y'all never do. Like the South, they'll do chicken strips and gravy. That's a weird thing up here. I know y'all do like honey mustard or
yeah, we
sauce.
Ranch.
I know people who put gravy on fries and rave over it.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Like the Canadian, the poutine, what's it called?
Poutine? The poutine?
Yeah, the poutine. I have no idea how to say
it. Yeah, no, the poutine.
Okay, whatever. It's
yeah.
like cheese.
No, that's
and gravy.
What it is.
Okay.
Know, yeah, the poutine. So
yeah, my accent. I mean, I'm just like I said it a minute ago. I'm a stranger in a strange land.
That,
up here,
no,
boys,
that's
so
what
like,
it
I don't
is.
Know what to tell you.
It's the poontang.
That's too funny. I do like the gravy Thanksgiving though to make it like a little.
Does everyone
speaking,
do turkey?
Speaking of poontang, my aunt used to put mushrooms in the gravy.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
I don't so like mushrooms.
Like why?
Though.
Why? Yeah. Why ruin that something that's already fine?
Yeah. Marty, you mentioned so does everybody do turkey? Like South, they do a lot of fried turkeys. Obvious, shocking. Imagine that South frying stuff. But do you like? Do you do turkey? Or I know the Italians sometimes do different Thanksgiving.
I do turkeys. My mom does. She does two turkeys every time. One big one and one small one with like a bunch of shit in it. I don't even know.
Ooh,
but
double winter chicken dinner.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's because what else do people do?
I mean, sometimes people every now and then you'll do ham or honey ham.
Yeah.
But that's like a Christmas. I agree. That's a Christmas thing. I've seen people do lamb or. Tenderloin, like prime rib sometimes. But, I mean, I eat turkey. I don't want to sound like – I mean, I've always done turkey on Thanksgiving.
Just to speak on behalf of the fried turkey, I've had both fried turkey is superior.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so
yeah.
fucking good.
Really?
Oh, my God. I hope my family does it this year. We've kind of been, like, back and forth depending on the setting.
What's the inside like?
It's just like – it's way less dry.
Yeah, that's the problem with the other turkey.
It's less dry.
They sometimes, like in the South, they do the turducken. That'll be like turkey stuffed with duck, stuffed
with
chicken, with like a
John
beer cannon.
Does, yes.
Yeah, those things are.
One of my earliest memories is Thanksgiving football, watching like John Madden and Pat Summerall. And John Madden used to give out the turkey legs or whatever. And he had a turducken out there. And instead of like pulling off the legs, he literally took his hand and started sawing the turducken with his hand.
Why
is the egg bowl on Thanksgiving?
I hate it, dude. I'll say it's always been last year it was Saturday. Sometimes it's been Saturday, but it has been more of a Thanksgiving night thing. Brandon and I both can't stand it.
I mean, it's NFL. Like,
yeah, that's what we say. It competes with the third game. Yeah.
Well, the NFL used to not do Thursday night. NFL was always Lions home game, Dallas home game, and then Egg Bowl would be Thursday night. Sometimes Texas A&M used to be Thanksgiving night.
Oh, so the Egg Bowl was always Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's been a Thanksgiving night. Yeah.
It wasn't last year, though, right?
No, last year was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's, I mean, it'll be, thanks to Casey Smith. All the Southerners that are far away from home are doing a live stream, me, Walker, and Casey.
You know what you should do? Bump it up to like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. high school football style.
That'd be awesome.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
I mean,
that would be awesome.
That would, yeah. I don't know. I don't love the Thanksgiving night thing at all. But it's it.
But well, see, but all the Southerners eat at 9 a.m. apparently.
No,
the Brandon Walkers.
No,
of the world.
That's a false thing. I eat the
weirdo Brandon Walkers of the world eat at 9 a.m.
I'm a 3 p.m. You usually
it's a proper time.
You usually go over. Somebody hosts it. You get there at 1. You kind of hang out. People have a few drinks. You know,
I like
some,
a 4 o'clock one. 3 o'clock.
I'm
fine.
A late. Yeah, my family can even. We even touch 5 sometimes. Yeah. We're later than earlier. It depends. Depends on what family we're with.
See the end. And speaking of that, see the end of an awful Lions game. And this year we got Bears Lions to open.
It also depends on what's happened with the game. If the game is close, we'll delay it.
I feel like I always.
Or if your team is playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the Giants haven't played on in
really long time.
Like, that's surprising.
Ever
actually, Eagles and Dallas always like.
Yeah, Eagles definitely
year.
Have a.
What's
few
weird
times,
is the Saints all of a sudden are the Thanksgiving night game every year. The last few years, that's like a totally new thing, and so all six teams. Here's a stat for you: all six teams on Thanksgiving playing lost this week. Jeez. All of them: Bears, Lions, Bills, Saints, Cowboys, and Raiders. Everybody other. I mean, you could make a case that all of them are reeling other than maybe Dallas, but two out of their last three, they played bad.
I think Dallas is going to shit pump the Raiders. Yeah.
That's a heavy line. That's such a Dallas line, too. So.
And they always – I feel like they specifically always play well in the – like on the Thanksgiving game, I feel like they just always win. Besides that one stinker a couple of years – well, that was a while ago against the Panthers.
Yeah.
When Luke Kuechly went like berserk.
Right. I mean, so it's
– I always remember the Randy Moss Thanksgiving game.
Mm-hmm. It's apparent.
You were probably barely born.
It's apparently been announced that this is Matt Nagy's last game. Is that true?
What?
Confirmed?
It's a weird source.
Did y'all see the Barstool? The
Barstool That's a weird
main
one
account.
It's like, why wouldn't you just fire him now?
Did y'all see the main account tweet out the fire chant from the Bulls game last night?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty wild when the different sports got the fire chant going.
That happened. I mean, Fire Howie chants are all over Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially before.
Maybe not now. But
before
like,
the three first round
picks.
I'll see if New York fan base and football isn't so divided, you might catch a fire Jason Garrett chant at Knicks game.
Dude, he is so bad.
One of the worst plays of all time.
I'm so glad that Baldy like brought that up.
He
like that is
so
like
bad.
That's like unfathomable.
Yeah, so bad.
Even in like high school,
three man rush
put three guys. They're literally just trying to get out of each other's way. Mm-hmm. It was like they all ran like hitches to the same place.
So bad.
What? So bad.
Okay.
It was what? Legitimately one of the worst plays.
Like, it was unfair. It was crazy. At the beginning of the game, he was dialing up some nice plays. Like, I liked what he was doing early, and then it just went out the window.
So bad.
Yeah, so, okay, last night, Ev, Giants fans, I know.
They suck.
I thought the Daniel Jones interception to the linebacker, I've seen Jameis Winston do that a few times. That should be a commercial for LASIK eye surgery.
The two of them, there was two. The one to the D-end was the worst throw I tweeted. I think it was genuinely the worst throw I've ever seen. And then the one that where the backer almost picked it, and then the corner picked it.
Yeah, okay, the D-end one's the one I'm talking about, where he just like literally just.
He
like,
literally, there was no one over, there was literally just two linemen. Like, Saquon was running a wheel. Like, he was like down the field. He just turned around and just threw it over there.
But like, he does get, like, even watching that three-man rush and how fast that he had to get rid of
the
ball.
Oh, the line was, Sue like, would beat a, like, the center was just blocking nobody.
Yeah. I
knew
it was
coming. And then Sue just beats the guard easily one-on-one.
I knew that was coming for the Giants yesterday. It was just their time to get blown out.
I'll say the Bucks home road split. Like, when Brady had the press conference, I had the Giants on my card until I saw the Brady press conference thing, but Tampa at home, other than the Dallas game first night, was close. they've been beating the crap out of people in Tampa. Yeah, and then on the road, they've been sluggish. But they've been really hammering people at home. And no difference last night. Marty, big night for y'all to shine. Basketball tonight.
Basketball's fucking...
That was my
First of all, you know what? Before we talk about college basketball, there's one person on that show that has to speak up. Excuse me.
Wait, what?
I don't think he's listening.
TJ.
What?
Someone's got to speak up about their college basketball team right now.
The whole Big Ten sucks.
Rutgers.
Whoa!
Rutgers. Did you see they lost again?
I did. I mean, Ohio State beat Seton Hall yesterday. That's
good.
Seton Hall's
win. I was gonna say,
watching that game, I was like, these are two good teams. Seton Hall is fucking good.
I knew Ohio State was.
Seton Hall has some studs.
Xavier's just tough. Really, it was a tough. Seton Hall's tough spot.
Very good. I've
like
said
Roden,
that.
That's his name. Like Bryce Aiken, they have that. Like watching that game, I tweeted in the second half. I literally felt like we were watching like a NCAA tournament game.
They're gonna beat.
It was so like they both teams were just like so intense. Both hitting big shots. Both like their best players are having like huge. Like Liddell had almost 30. Like Roden for them had almost 30. Like they were having both teams big time. It was a big time game.
Yeah, no, they're going to win the Big East. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
they're
best team. That's a huge win.
They're really good. I was impressed. Like, we just watched them. I was like, this team's fucking really good.
Yeah.
Both good.
Well, tonight, it's all. I mean, we got UCLA.
I mean, minus seven.
Rematch of what literally, what y'all think that was? A top five Final Four game ever last year? From start to. Always see games that have like great endings, but that game from the very first tip was on fire last year. That, like, what was the biggest lead was like 6 or 7 either way the whole game.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is a tough game for me because I'm a believer UCLA isn't a true number two, and I also just hate Gonzaga, but I know Gonzaga's good. I actually think I like Gonzaga minus 7 tonight.
I do too.
I think they're just a way better team than UCLA, and. People give UCLA a little too much credit, and they should have right now, but I'm telling you it's going to fall soon, and I think tonight they're going to kind of wax them a little bit. Excited for it. 1 versus 2 is going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. You say the line 7.
Yeah.
I think UCLA is just due to – like they should have lost that game to Villanova. I think they're due in this spot to lose.
Do you just bet Gonzaga every single game until, like, March Madness starts approaching?
No, Friday you shouldn't.
It's tough because they have these like when they play these other teams, they're 35-40 point favorites.
I know I'm biased, obviously, but Friday's going to actually be there. They match up better than how UCLA match up with Gonzaga.
Gonzaga's just huge.
But Duke,
like having Timmy and Chet Holmgren. I mean, Holmgren's skinny, but he's
Duke
tall
is
as fuck.
Bigger. Like they're actually bigger this year, which is huge. I mean, last night. Duke last year loses that game every time to Citadel.
Duke is athletic.
They were fucking whapping.
That's what I noticed about Duke right away. They're more athletic, I feel like, than they have been since, like, Zion.
Did the DUI stuff affect anything?
No.
Okay.
They talked about to him last night. He's like, I don't know how else to say it. I was in the back of my own car. We're just trying to get past as a team and play basketball. That's literally all he said.
Okay.
But, I mean, he scored 28 points last night, so he's fine.
So far, I know you had huge hype on him, but
him and Keels are ridiculous. But, I mean, also last night, Illinois got smoked by Cincinnati.
Suck.
They are not – Curbelo is like – everyone's like, oh, Curbelo's going to be a great player. It's not Io. Io was an actual really good – he could take over a game. Curbelo can't.
I feel like Curbelo might have been drinking his own Kool-Aid, reading his own press clippings a little too much. Because I've said it a couple times already. Like, watching the second half of that Marquette game, he literally just refuses to pass the ball. And all just miss shot, turnover, over and over and over, just forcing. And that was without Kofi. So, I mean, now it's like even less of an excuse. Like, give the ball to the big guy.
And Kofi also needs to realize he can pass the ball when he's triple teamed down low. He doesn't pass the ball a lot. But I think you're right about Curbelo because I think he is reading some shit because it's like he almost thinks that he has to take over the game and not like just be a passer or whatever.
I didn't get to watch any of the game. I saw like they were up huge against Cincy and they end up getting blown out.
Speaking of that, Arkansas-Cincy, I want to hear what y'all think of that one.
Yeah, it's interesting because Arkansas beat Kansas State last night by, it was like 7 or whatever, and Arkansas hasn't actually, like, I know they're undefeated, but like they haven't been blowing teams out, which is a little scary. And I mean,
they had a great recruiting class.
Yeah, they did. Next year they're top three, but I think that I'm taking Arkansas tonight actually because I think this is a game they need to win in, especially since they probably thought they're gonna play Illinois and now it's Cincy, but I don't know. I'm on Arkansas.
Cincy's always feisty. I mean, obviously, you know, Cronin long gone, but they play, you know, super physical, and it's a big shot for them playing Arkansas. Any other games to – I mean, obviously, the Gonzaga UCLA. And yeah, Dickie V is calling it, I believe.
Is that true? Okay. It's his first game back. Honestly, UCLA Gonzaga is the only game really to watch tonight. But this is the most underrated college basketball week of the season because everyone's like, oh, Thanksgiving football, college football. But it's a very good games this week.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
Hell yeah. Sports everywhere this week. What a fun week. Then Thanksgiving football, triple. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to have a live stream for Ole Miss State, me, Walker, and Casey. I'm trying to actively recruit someone to join the Ole Miss side, but it's kind of tough on Thanksgiving because Casey always supports State, and it's despicable. But Bill Saints is that night too. But we want to go ahead today. We're going to look ahead at the weekend's games because this is the last show of the week, which is Tuesday. Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Cuts Clothing. Guys, our work attire has changed. The days of wearing uncomfortable business attire over is all of us can attest to with our clothes we're wearing in the office today. But you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort with Cuts Clothing. In 2016, Cuts founder Steve Borelli set out to create clothes ready for every occasion the modern man faces. He started by reinventing the t-shirt. The end result, what GQ magazine calls the only shirt worth wearing. And there's never been a better time to give Cuts Clothing a try because Cuts is kicking off the holiday sales season early with 30% off site-wide for their Black White Friday sale. But it's going live now through December 3rd. Shipageddon 2021 is coming. In preparation, Cuts is starting their sales season early for you with 30% off site-wide until December 3rd. So you can have a worry-free holiday shipping. Head over to cutsclothing.com today to get 30% off site-wide through December 3rd and upgrade your wardrobe with the world-famous shirts, joggers, or the all-new outerwear. That's CUTSclothing.com. Ev, I want to talk some Ohio State Michigan with you because this is literally, like, I know y'all already taped the college football show. This is the last show before it. Ohio State now up to 8. I've sensed confidence from you literally since the defensive changes were made after the Oregon game. I've been sensing confidence about this game for you since, like, week 4 or 5.
It's honestly kind of similar to what I said about Michigan State last week. I think Michigan's defense is a lot better. But I just think over 4 quarters, I just don't know how you hang with us on offense. We just have too much speed. Michigan, they have 2 great DNs, probably the best, like, package of 2 DNs in the country. But we have the best offensive line in the country, or one of them, like, 2 great tackles. It's going to be way different. Like, I think this is a game, I think we win this game by 20-plus. I really believe that. I said all last week that if the number was 10 or less, you get maybe one of the biggest bets of my life. I'm sticking by that. I'm hammering Ohio State. I've just seen the song and dance over and over and over again. Like, we know what it is. We know, like, the gap is not getting smaller. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And every year, this is what happens. We didn't get it last year because Michigan cowered out of the game. Every year, they play well, and people are like, oh, like, maybe they could give them a run. It's in Ann Arbor this year. They have a good defense, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, we look up in the third quarter, and Ohio State scored 45 points. Like, that's like, we are going to roll into Ann Arbor and steamroll them.
Marty, I know you were all over Ohio State against Michigan State. Do you agree with Ev?
I think I do. I think that they're going to kind of – I think it's going to be close a little early, and I think it's going to kind of get out of hand in the fourth
quarter.
That's
exactly what it was 2 years ago, too.
Yeah.
It was like 14-13, then all of a sudden, like middle of third quarter, it was like 45-20.
Do you think there's a chance Ohio State loses?
No.
That's what you said against Oregon.
It's way different. Deep. Same
question before Oregon.
It's totally different.
Okay.
A freshman quarterback making a second career start. We've seen like who he's blossomed to become.
I mean, it's a big thing where it is on the road. Stroud does need to show up here. It's an interesting game actually. I don't think it's a definite Ohio State just wins. Like, I think Michigan has gotten better. Their defense is good. Obviously, I think Ohio State has the best offense.
Yeah.
But, like, it's going to be interesting.
What's Ohio State's team total?
I'm going to guess it's like high 30s. I know the total is like 64.
That's still high.
It'll probably be like around 40.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure.
I kind of like the under.
Do you?
For the team total.
Don't do that okay. to yourself, Smitty.
Okay.
I just know Michigan State threw up the 37 on Michigan, but Michigan's defense has played well.
Yeah.
Against the rest, but then they play a lot of mediocre. But the thing about Michigan this year is they've kicked the other – Rutgers fought them real hard second half, and Michigan's beating the crap out of everybody else they were supposed to beat. I don't know how that really matters when they're playing.
Playing these like Penn State and like Rutgers and these teams, like we're just a different animal, a whole different animal. And it's one thing to have like, because maybe like, all for example, like a Penn State, they have like a Jahar Dotson who I think he's really, really good. I think he's like on the caliber of like of our receiving core. Like he would fit in. But all these teams, like if they're lucky, they have one of those guys. We have four of them. Like it's just impossible for a secondary to have four guys that can guard our best receivers. It's impossible. Just too much speed, and not even just speed. Like they're generally like polished receivers. Like when you have two guys, like we have two guys that are going in the top 10, 15 next year. Another guy who's going to be a top 10, 15 guy the year after. Like our like four, five, six receivers would start for literally every team in the country.
No, the thing I made
it's just an overwhelming amount of talent.
The point I made was the Jameson Williams transferring to Bama.
Literally, like,
he had 190 yards. He was the odd man out.
He's the best receiver for Alabama.
Like, who goes to Bama because, like literally, who goes to Bama because they can't start somewhere?
Like, it's just
that's a first time that's ever happened.
It's a gross amount of weapons. And not even saying to be cocky, it's just hard to keep up with that for four quarters. Like, eventually, they're going to break through. Even if they throw a good punch early, they dial up a nice scheme early, keep it intact. Like, eventually, like, we're going to score. And once we start scoring, it just goes.
A couple other ones looking at. Do y'all think LSU for Coach O's last game shows up here? Is that like a Barstool thing? Final Coach O home game, Louisiana Saturday night against A&M? Or
I think
he's a great interim coach,
but one of the best.
I mean, I think the atmosphere for this one's gonna be really good. It's gonna be good. Like that, this is Tiger Stadium's gonna be pumped for this one.
I mean, their basketball team's actually really good.
Yeah.
Their defense is crazy.
No,
man.
Will we do?
I don't
Will
know what happened? Do Will, their defense sucked last year.
Oh, they didn't play. They were the worst.
Yeah.
No, but I think I don't know. LSU's offense is so bad. If they're gonna beat A&M, it's got
to
be low scoring.
I saw like Eli Rick said he's gonna transfer too. I feel like that's a game where like they either like win or they lose by like 30.
Yeah,
like they're either gonna like bring it or they're just laying down and getting.
So I heard a really weird thing the other night that like after Ole Miss beat LSU, Lane Kiffin like told O like, "Hey man, y'all running the same defensive plays every play." There was a rumor running around about
that
or something like that because they're old friends. I don't know if it's true. You know, that was just a rumor I heard. I don't want to, but LSU since then like shut Bama down, held them to 20, held Arkansas.
They did.
Like apparently, I don't know if that's why, but they made some. They made some changes. I'm curious to see if they'll fight. I'm not going to annoy y'all too much about the Egg Bowl stuff, but this is a big one because, Ev, you always laugh like Ole Miss and State always suck. You know, you're like, oh,
no, they're good, but this year, no, they are good. Like,
say,
Ole Miss is good.
Dude, we're 9-2.
Ole Miss has never been 9-2
in my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like,
that's so sad.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, I'm trying to enjoy the good times. Because, like, if Ohio State was 9-2,
no, I think Ole Miss is, like, a top 10 team. They're, like, right in that,
dude,
like,
they've literally never been that.
And I love it. I love your whole demeanor. I love how you're dressed where you could go and just hold one of the pylons or sticks at the Ole Miss game, Egg Bowl, like, right now, just be on the sideline, just fit right in. Like, it's perfect.
Speaking of that, last night, too, an Ole Miss thing, quick. I kind of mentioned it to you a minute ago. I'm sitting at home at 10:30, and I get a FaceTime from a 303 number. I don't know. No, and I pick it up because of the past trivia when I miss the trivia things I still feel bad about. Freaking Chad Swag Kelly on a FaceTime last night. I looked at him. I was like, what?
I saw that tweet. I laughed my ass off.
I was so pumped, dude. He said it. His brother's a starting tight end for Ole Miss, Casey Kelly. But he was calling. He's like, Mitzi, how you feeling about the Egg Bowl? I'm like, freaking Swag Kelly. It's like, what the hell is going on? I was like, I freaked out. Like, we talked for like 15 minutes, though. It was awesome.
And that's awesome. I just love how your phone has turned into the bat phone slowly from being bullied on the dozen.
Yeah, like, who called you?
I screwed, dude.
Like, no, no.
Just
who
any
called
random
you
number
for this? Like, how did this person have your number?
He DM'd me on Twitter like 6 months ago about Barstool stuff, but like I'd never talked. You know, nothing beyond
it was
that.
Just funny. It's just funny seeing like It's like you would have thought Leo called.
Dude, Chad Swag.
Swag Kelly
the
called.
The two, like, Ole Miss bad boy legends are him and Marshall Henderson, for sure.
But it's funny, two where, like, Ben Mintz is probably bigger than Swag Kelly right now.
Not in my mind, dude. Swag.
I mean, it's close.
Swag, when I went, like, I went to the Bama game, Ole Miss won at Bama when he played
so quarterback. So, shots fired Eli.
Man, I you know,
Marshall Henderson, Swag Kelly, Eli's not up there.
I'm saying, like, the bad boy, you know, like the bad, like,
yeah, Eli's, dude, flipping, Eli's flipping the double bird on national television.
That's
now.
That's true. Hey, man, Eli, it goes without saying, I'm definitely not getting no beef on that front. Looking ahead too, so we've got big slate of games this weekend, the NFL and college. Y'all have any other college games that you're like, do you think Bama, I want to ask about Bama Auburn. Do you think Auburn has any shot in hell to fight? Are they dead now? No Nix.
Yeah, I think without Nix, it's trouble. I mean, they just haven't looked impressive, so it's tough. It's tough to lay almost 20, 19 and a half of them on the road, but I don't know. I'd maybe even take a shot at the over. I think it's not crazy high. I think it's like 50, like 5.5.
I mean, Bama,
like
Arkansas and LSU both fought Bama on the road. So
yeah, I don't love it. I think Finley stinks as a quarterback. So I don't really. I think they're gonna have trouble moving the ball. But
Rico Bosco, happy. It's the final episode for Thanksgiving, so we're trying to go a little Thanksgiving theme. You just came out of Pick'em. How are you?
Good. The vibes are high for Ole Miss.
This is an interesting dynamic we're dealing with on this. I know, I'm a little worried. Walker.
No, it's good for you. Like, that's a Barstool thing where when he fucks over Dave in his mind, mm-hmm. That's an Ole Miss win blowout.
The mojo going in Mincy's direction.
Yeah, not to give up. So for College Football Show, we have like a special, like just a one-off for the Egg Bowl that's coming out Thursday. And I think just the way the Barstool word works, Ole Miss is going to win that game. And even though, and the line screams Mississippi State.
What's the line?
Mississippi State minus -1.
So it opened, I thought it
Ole Number 18 versus unranked.
Oh, so no. Here's the
but
thing.
I thought it Ole Miss minus -2 at Sunday, and then it went to State by +1 on Monday.
Screams Mississippi State, but I just think somehow
Ole
Miss
can
pull it off.
Aspect, too, that now involves me and you, which I'm worried about. Ole Miss is going to win because of karma. Who else is going to win because of karma?
So, no, we – so
– Michigan.
Yeah, no, obviously I knew
that's
where you were going.
That's kind of what I'm worried about.
I don't think they're going to win. I just hope they don't keep it closer than I think.
I think it's...
Like, do you think karma's actually
so
that
put
king?
Put it this way. We kind of touch on Pick'em. There's no way he goes 0-2 in karma games. So I no. almost... So like what I'm banking on is Ole Miss wins, and then I can bank on 1-1. If Ole Miss loses, I think for sure Michigan's going to win. And I know those two events are not related, but as a big Ohio State wager, I am terrified. That if
what almost, did you get the Ohio State line at? Now it's 8.
I mean, I had to be honest.
No,
with you,
the future.
I have not. I
oh
have
yeah.
Ohio State to put the future. I have Ohio State to win the Big Ten. I have not yet placed the wager on Ohio State. I am not in the facility state to do that legally. So I'm waiting.
Okay,
it gets inside. And I don't really know. Now I think I'm committed. Where it's 7.5, 8, like. I don't really
it's
want
to be tough to get seven.
Yeah, I don't really want to be buying it, so it's got to be a 2-score game for me.
Y'all are all going to be have stream Saturday, right?
Yeah,
I'll be there Saturday.
So Thursday night Thanksgiving stream for Egg Bowl and Saturday streams this weekend.
Yeah, I think me Rico will be there. Dan will be there.
I'll be there Saturday too for sure. Not that anybody is worried about me and the Ohio State Michigan game.
The Brandon Walker karma, I'm not as worried about Michigan. I think that's more directly just Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Well,
like, because right. for Brandon, like. At the end of the day, he doesn't give a fuck if Ohio State or Michigan wins or loses.
But it's more of Dave being wrong than things start to turn in his direction.
That's fair.
That's all.
But
it's
I still think the
major,
more the direct just, karma correlation is yes. to the Egg Bowl game.
Yeah, I'm guessing on Pick'em, he was still upset at Brandon.
Yeah.
You have anything to say about Brandon not being here today? Would he say if you were?
Yeah. I mean, he rear-ended me, and then that. caused a big car wreck. He owes me an apology too.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
He owes you
not
an
as
apology?
Much to Dave, but he owes me an apology.
He owes you one?
He rear-ended me. It was also not factual. He's like, you added a bunch of plays. Like, I added Ohio State's team total and Boise team total. The Boise had not yet kicked off. What are we doing, dude? You're like trying to drag everybody in. Like, I equated it. I told you, it's like a bridesmaid. You're complaining about your gifts. Shut up and take the pictures.
Well, he's in a him back against the wall with State against everyone on this one. I do love him, yeah. And Dan and Dave and Karma on that. On the Ole Miss front, too, all three receivers are healthy for the first. But that's what happened. The offense fell apart because the top three receivers all got hurt. And, like, y'all saw the Tennessee game when they had run. All three of them are finally healthy now for the first time since Tulane when they were going off early in the year. And so I think there's a chance Ole Miss's offense is going to be a little more explosive again. No,
I'll be betting Ole Miss, Mitzi. Ole Miss will be on the card on Thursday.
Oh, for sure. Me too.
Oh, it's just at State. I've just seen this cowbell thing, though. This is no joke to win this game on the road at night, like a rivalry game.
And
I mean, it's not easy.
And the over will be on my card just because Brandon Walker said he thinks the under's a lock.
Oh, I left my jacket.
Rico and any other games we're talking about, because this is the final show before
I know, yeah.
The weekend. Any
I mean,
other?
I'm heavy on Ohio State. I'm going to do something that I haven't done in the history of my life.
Really?
I'm going to take Oregon State in the fucking Civil War.
I love it.
That is unheard
that team
of
is
where
fucking
I'm from.
Good.
Yeah. Unheard of. And I think Oregon is on the mat, like that effort against Utah. I know it's a rivalry game. They're still probably – can they even get to the Pac-12 championship now?
Oregon State – if Oregon State wins, I'm pretty sure they are in the Pac-12 championship.
So Oregon, obviously.
They have a lot to play for.
Oregon can get too, right?
Yes.
I think the winner goes.
Oregon State's got way more to play with. Oregon State beat them last year, no?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It's a huge deal because Oregon State had sucked. They'd been horrible forever.
It used to be an easy lay.
Yeah, and Johnson, and they hired Jonathan Smith, their coach, was the offensive coordinator with Chris Peterson at Washington, but he's the old Oregon State quarterback when they were good with Ocho Cinco and Hushman Zada. He's like the savior of the program.
It's Kelly's thing. I'll give you a two-team straight-up parlay right now, money lines. Tulsa, because SMU has quit, and Oregon State, money line. I feel like
is the game in Corvallis?
Shit.
No, it's in Eugene. Last year they beat them in Corvallis. That was they were
such a tricky place to play.
Yeah,
that's where we get Dave. They get an argument tricky tough. That's tricky.
Yeah,
do y'all
tough
think,
if they're good, but
do y'all,
this year they're not bad.
Okay, the Cincinnati. I'm just curious. Is Cincinnati in a trap spot at ECU at all, or they should be fine? What do y'all think?
Cincy in a trap spot against ECU.
They just murdered
it is, a little it, bit. It is a look ahead, like kind
they
of
coasted
the,
last
it's a sandwich
week.
Spot.
Well, last week, Sonny Dykes has taken the TCU job, though, and I feel like all those wheels were in motion, and that might have – I mean, Cincy was dominant, but I feel like SMU might have some stuff going on, too.
It's a look ahead slash sandwich spot.
Yeah.
You had a big game, little game, huge game.
Right.
Season on the line against Houston, but for them, their season's pretty much on the line every week. They lose.
I'm not saying they don't pull it out.
Who's
I think
ECU got? ECU's got Houston? Or ECU's got Cincy?
Cincy.
No, it's Cincy ECU, and then Cincy will play Houston.
Yeah. But it's at ECU.
Because Houston has a tricky one this week, too, kind of.
I don't know who Houston plays this week off the top of my head.
You're wearing a Thanksgiving outfit.
Same fucking colors.
Yeah, I agree.
What?
You're wearing
a
Thanksgiving outfit.
Oh, yeah, big time. That's a big time Thanksgiving
dinner. We had an interview today.
No, but that's nothing.
All right. We had an interview today.
You do look.
Thank you.
You also sit down during an interview.
East Carolina has Cincy. Marty, what did I do to piss you off today? Houston's got Connecticut. Never mind. Houston is not a tricky
game. Yeah, Houston should be.
But that's one that you win by like
it's
15.
At UConn.
You win by 17 instead of winning by like 35.
UConn's got a lot to play for.
They do.
That team total?
Yeah. What? Did you get touched on the NFL at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How do you not take the first half under and game under, I guess, in
yeah,
the Bears
Lions.
First half on.
Also, I think this might be the Lions' week.
Yeah?
It could. Well, if Nagy is getting fired, if that report is true, I'm still taking the Bears because they're happy. But if he's not getting fired, I agree.
But my
that
thing
Boyle,
is, if you know, if
77
you,
yards.
If
week.
You know he's getting fired and he's still coaching the team, I feel like that's an all-time, no-effort game for the Bears.
I don't think it's no effort. I think it's you do what the fuck you want and try to prove yourself for the next coach.
Maybe so. I don't know. I guess I see it a little different. I just see it where, if the guy's out of town, if they had fired him, an interim coach, I'm all over the Bears. But the fact is, if the reports are true and it's like a dead man walking, that makes me kind of like the Lions.
I want to bring up this Rams-Packers game. The Rams – had the two bad, you know, everybody thought they were the best team in the NFL, then they had the two bad losses at home, and now they're off a bye. Green Bay in a bounce back spot off losing that thriller in Minnesota.
Mincy, you weren't here for the Matt Stafford stat.
The 9-69.
Oh, were you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. He was 9-69 against winning teams.
It's one of the most incredible stats I've ever heard.
Well, it's a bounce back spot for Green Bay off the loss being at home, but the Rams off a bye. You got to feel like they got
a lot. Packers are only -1.
Man, that is a wild line.
Who are they playing?
Rams at home, Rams off a bye, but Rams
and Rams need a bounce back, too.
Yeah.
That one.
It's interesting.
Yeah, that one, playoff rematch from last year, too.
This is a game for the Rams that I don't expect them to win, but if they do win, I'm all over the Rams again.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good about being on off the Rams. I think I kind of love the Rams. Like, I think the Rams could, I don't want to say roll, but win, like,
this is
solid.
It's a tough week.
I'm going to watch the weather report in Green Bay on that, like the Cali team, if it's, like, bad weather.
Being in Green Bay, like, if this was like, in L.A.,
and,
I would.
And the other game I got to bring up that's huge, okay, this New England Titans game. So, Tennessee, you know, was the number one seed in the AFC, and then they had that stink bomb against Houston. They're catching 6.5 in Foxborough now. I mean, they lost 3 games. That strikes me as a lot. No?
Tennessee plays down to their competition, but they also play.
Yeah, they're ferocious underdog.
I'm not saying they win, but they cover.
I don't know. What do y'all
responsibly.
Think? What do y'all think of that game? I just think it's a fascinating line. I thought it'd be like 3.5 or 4.
Can the Pats blow everybody out? The run that they've had?
Yeah. You like them that much at home?
Patriots. I've been saying it for a couple weeks. I'm all in.
The cover, though? The win by
the Titans
touchdown
last all week?
I'm all in.
Titans look like shit last week.
They
played down so bad.
Run the ball, defense, no Derrick Henry, win by 7.
It's another Kalma game, too.
You can't have 3 Kalma games.
Vrabel,
you can't have Kalma King over here.
You can't have Kalma every game.
Put it this way. He's got to get one of them. If he goes 0-2, you have to hammer the Patriots responsibly.
Does he?
Oh, you're in the camp of he's got too much? Tax the rich?
I'm not saying tax
Once
the
get
rich.
Your dress.
I'm saying marry the rich.
Spray paint.
I'm saying right. Marry the rich. But
no, I kind of agree. He's got
he
go
should.
Something's
got
to fall, yeah.
Water
yeah.
Should find its level with that, even though he is the Karma King already.
And early on, I will admit, I thought the Patriots were just, they played dog shit teams. Right. They were barely winning. I said they weren't good. They have turned it around, and I think I'm with Big Ev. I think they win.
Their
too.
Defense,
I
their running game, and Mac Jones is making all the right decisions.
He's
not doing anything.
He's doing
you know.
Enough that what he needs to do.
Yeah,
so defense, run game plays everywhere. On the road, home, good weather, bad weather, it plays everywhere.
He takes care of the ball too.
I feel like it's the perfect formula.
I feel like he's not gonna.
But know. I just see field goal game either way. Which
no,
means
no,
Titans
I lean
cover.
No, I lean the point. I think it's gonna be a close game and lower scoring probably too. I want to ask y'all, Eagles, Giants. Obviously, Giants fans aren't feeling great after last night. Eagles red hot.
This is a perfect
but,
Giants
spot. It is the perfect Giants spot.
+3.5 at home.
Everybody's feeling the Eagles right now. Nobody's on the Giants. Jordan Howard's out there. Darius Slay is probably out. I mean, it's going to be
rivalry.
It's going to be a hard-fought game regardless. 3.5. I mean,
rivalry game, too.
It should
rowdy
be like tailgate. 6 or 7 going in. It's a
everybody
Giants line.
For like 3 days.
I mean, we said it yesterday. We said the Bucs are going to blow them out, and then the Giants are going to beat the Eagles.
Exactly.
The Eagles looked good.
I can see the entire city of Philadelphia. We are in love with Nick Sirianni right now and everything Jalen Hurts. I can see the exact opposite next
week. Oh, yeah.
The exact opposite.
Did you see that thread of Philly fans on the news?
Oh, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
What do you mean on the news? That's us. We put that out.
I understand, but the clips are from. It's not like you went in and interviewed them yourself. They're from like.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But
it's
we
all
put
news
up the
clips.
Montage
yeah, okay.
Together, yes.
All right, Smitty.
Well, I'm just making sure you're attributing, you know, success to the right places.
I said it was unbelievable.
Yeah, but you credited the news, not Barstool Sports or Barstool Philly.
Okay. They were on. It was clips of them on the news that Barstool compiled.
Correct.
Is that better
and ranked.
Got it.
I want to ask while we're at top NFL games, Bucks Colts. That's a fascinating one. All of a sudden,
kind of love the Colts.
Colts win this
Colts
game. They're
plus,
right
Colts
in the conversation.
Fishy rat line. Tampa by 2.5 on the road. That like always. That's the rattiest line.
Colts
to me.
Are getting respect. They're
Colts
getting
are going
to
win.
I mean, it's just so hard for me. Still, I know Wentz hasn't like he gets a bad rap. I think Big F said he gets a lot of bad rap because of the stupidest shit he's done. But they look good, man. That was a fucking crazy good win against the Bills.
But he didn't have to do much.
He threw 106 yards. He only threw for 106 yards. Well, the Tampa Bay's got the great run D. He'll have to do more in this game because Tampa, you got to beat him through the air.
Yep. I mean, it's the Colts defense more than anything else for me. If the Colts defense can hold up, they can establish dominance against anybody with that run game.
That's a fact. The Brady, that was the bounce back game y'all called, though.
Yeah, no, we figured that was happening.
Yeah, all you had to do, listen to the press conference from last week. It might carry over to this week, to be honest with you. It might be a two-game fuck you from Tom Brady. Seriously.
I mean, he looked good. It wasn't that hard to look good against him yesterday, but
I mean, he was, what, 9 for 9? And then
I mean, that first
Mike Evans interception.
That first
wasn't
drive,
fault.
I was like, we are fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
that was
it
the
was
easiest
so
drive
immediate.
In NFL
yeah.
history.
I was Fat
like,
guy
oh my
touchdown
God.
Was awesome, though. Yeah.
He went up and got it. Shout out Andrew Thomas, but that was really the only – that and the pick that led to it was the only bright
only
spot.
Highlight.
What did y'all think of Baker Mayfield's wife and all that, the Cleveland
I
system?
Like the wife.
I like
– I want my wife being ride or die. Yes. Like,
you
I
like
don't
Stafford's
care.
Wife threw a pretzel at somebody talking shit
yeah,
about him?
Like, bro,
yeah.
that's like what you –
That's wifey.
What, you want your wife like
that's
talking
wifey.
Shit?
Giselle was back and was saying, like, he can't catch the ball. He can't throw the ball and catch the ball, too. Yeah. Like, it's been a history of these – yeah, you want ride or die.
That's wifey.
Yeah, everybody's got one.
Yeah, somebody's got to stand up for you.
Well, I mean, no. Quiggs is on the case on that. Mahomes
that
wasn't,
is funny.
Patrick Mahomes' brother wasn't at the game
no.
against the Cowboys.
No, he wasn't.
And they've been killing it without him at the game.
Yeah, they've won 4 in a row.
Think there's an intervention?
I think there's a thing where he's
– you got to sit down Jackson and be like, listen, you're my brother. I love you. I need to play. I need things.
Need a
aren't
bit of
things,
break, right?
Things aren't going well right now.
Wait a second. Is he not there, or is he just in the clubhouse?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
He
wasn't there.
Just yep. listen. Watch this
I
one at home.
Told, you
let's
know,
win
friend,
a few games.
A friend of ours is playing in Kansas City this week. They were trying to get possibly he loves going to games. Trying to get Jackson to possibly attend.
Really?
Maybe a shorter field or is, court.
That's
really?
Oh, that's tonight.
It's tonight.
Yeah.
ESPN, I mean, it was last night and tonight.
ESPN 2. Yeah.
That's all we're gonna say.
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
it,
to
though.
Do the obvious.
No, I know you
the
do.
Obvious.
I don't know. But it's also, they want, would they invite him?
Yeah, you know his connections. He yeah. was at the, they were, put it this way, they were at the game Sunday. So I'm sure that.
Well, he wasn't.
It's in
that's
motion.
The thing. So hopefully they got him. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, be great.
I want to remind everyone that you can head to BarstoolBites.com or download the Barstool Bites app and check delivery or pickup options near you, and you get $3 off orders of $15 or more with code Barstool exclusively on the Barstool Bites app or BarstoolBites.com. Barstool Bites is here. We have joined forces with two leading edge industry icons and have partnered to launch Barstool Bites, a delivery and pickup only restaurant available now in select cities nationwide. Shout out Chef Eric Greenspan. He's a beast.
Awesome.
Awesome. Doing a hell of a job. Barstool Bites will bring a specially crafted menu inspired, named after Barstool Sports unique personalities. Thanks to acclaimed chef Eric Greenspan, you can look forward to an amazing assortment of dishes ranging from game day favorites, must-have munchies, and anything in between, all named after Barstool personalities, including Dana Beer's Buff Chick Dip, happy birthday yesterday to Dana, KFC's Skinny Fat Wing Collection, Glennie Ball's Long Island Sliders, Smitty's Biggie, which I got to say.
Biggie by Smitty.
Biggie yes. by Smitty. I've tripped and fell into a couple of those and really liked them.
Very good.
Marty. Big fan of the mozzarella curds as well. I think
yeah, he put them on his desk. I ate about 42 of them.
I think y'all, I like all the Barstool Bites stuff, but I think y'all have two of my top three to five.
Shout out Clem Swishies. I mean, if you like pigs in a blanket, those are
me,
those
Big
are
Evan Smitty.
What do you have?
All took five.
The Swishies are the goats.
Swishies are the
best one.
What do you have?
I got the Biggie by Smitty.
Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah,
oh, I haven't had that yet.
It's good. It's good. It's definitely gotten me a couple times. Also, Black Friday, 20% off. All Barstool stuff. Cyber Monday is going to be huge next week. I know all y'all, I've got a trick or two up my sleeve for this, trying to make some moves. I know Black Friday, huge deal, and we appreciate all the support from the Stoolies. That, I guess, heck, a couple days away.
Can I ask for a favor,
sure.
TJ? Can you go to Mush the Line Twitter? And I want you guys to hear Glennie talk about OnlyFans.
Yes, I want to hear that.
Give us a sec because we're doing construction back here.
Oh, so it's fine then. Sorry.
You need to go to Mush Line for that because he talks about OnlyFans.
No, but
basically
the way
90% of his conversation.
The way he was talking about it was so serious.
He said, "Hey, Daddy, my pussy's out."
Shut up.
That's the clip I want out. If we can get it, I know you guys are doing a bunch of shit, but it was Zah and I lost it. Because he was like, he wasn't laughing either. He was just simply just talking about, like, he's serious.
It's business.
He's like, once this is
it's
over,
not
like, he's
a
like,
billion dollar empire.
He's like, if I lose Barstool, like, to a job or whatever, I'm going to be OnlyFans manager.
That's
also me, Za, and Glenn are going to start on OnlyFans.
Why?
Shut
does,
up.
First really? Of all, yeah. Why does Balls need to not be a Barstool to do that?
Yeah, it's true. But we're going to start our own. It's going to be Marty.
See which one's better.
We've already had our first picture is him in a lederhosen and me shirtless. It's going to be booming.
Yo, while TJ's slammed and busy in there, y'all, let's go ahead and do picks and maybe all we right. can catch that at the end. And Walker, not here yesterday, just goes 6-0 when he's absent.
It's easy when spotlight's not on you.
That's pretty impressive. Just,
you know, what did he say he wasn't here today?
He's got a family or something.
I don't know.
What would he say about you if you weren't here?
That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
He'd probably say, you know, he just didn't feel like it. So is it Brandon, he couldn't come in today because he just didn't feel like it?
Yeah, he didn't feel like coming in. You also hit every day
yesterday. I for what, the Thanksgiving night thing is, I mean, it is a thing when he's got four kids, you know.
That just, you stayed up for the whole.
Be nice to us, we'll be nice to you.
Yeah, no, that's true. He certainly is not afraid to mention it.
You stayed
us.
Up for Notre Dame?
Some of it.
I can only catch the highlights. I talk a big game, old ticker. I was on life support.
It was one of those, I fell asleep in the second half, and I woke up, and I was like, I loaded a big bullet on him. Just check it, reload, lose by three. I'm like, fuck, at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
All right, Smitty, you were still in first, but Brandon off the 6-0 night, clipping at your heels.
Must be nice.
You want to go ahead and
must be nice.
lead us off today?
Early games had Vermont -9. They were up by 12 with 30 seconds ago, so naturally that pushed. Yale playing right now up 37-33. Sorry, Rico. Love the Knicks tonight. Not so much because of the Knicks, but it's a prototypical layover game.
Well, LeBron suspended.
Yeah, LeBron suspended, but this is just a lay down and die game for the Lakers. I think Knicks win by like double digits. Blazers at home against the Nuggets. Nuggets are like sneaky, not great this year. And nice little three-team money line parlay, just in case.
Bro, that's a steal. Wander Franco got 12 years, $223 million. That is a steal for the Rays.
He's just buying in early. He's played
he's great.
The new thing is to get the early contract because the arbitrate, you know.
No, it's smart.
His contract in 2 years would be like 7 years, $250 million.
Yeah. And Tampa wouldn't be able to hold on to
seven.
Is that the first like really big lockup that they've had?
Yeah, pretty much. It's technically like not even ever? That big. It's
since like Rocco Baldelli?
12 years is
Evan,
so
I guess Longoria
long.
Was there forever.
Yeah, I think it's less than $20 million.
I actually think it's very dumb for him to do that. I think you bet on yourself, play sick, in 3 years you can get fucking way
he's
going to
he's going to be an MVP in 3 years.
Maybe next year. Like, he's that awesome. Good, bro. Like, that's a steal for the Rays right
now. Yeah, there. I guess it's just your – what I mean, what you prefer in terms of just the security of right now.
How about Taysom Hill's contract? What the fuck?
I mean, he obviously didn't play. If he can't start over Trevor Siemian, he ain't.
What do you mean start over 22 million guaranteed for a guy who plays once every three series?
He ain't gonna play. I mean, it's like incentive based where if he plays quarterback, it's like worth more. He ain't.
But he ain't playing quarterback.
If he ain't starting over Trevor Siemian, he ain't playing quarterback.
But $22 million guaranteed for somebody who's just like a
I like him. I think he actually makes plays, and no one else does in that team. I mean, right now after Kamara's out, I don't have a problem with it.
I think he has dirt on Sean Payton.
Same.
Agreed.
I don't know. I think he's got in there and made a lot of stuff.
Is there any more dirt to get on Sean Payton after his?
It's just like
I feel like they kept it more quiet than they could have. I felt like it. Could have been worse, to be transparent. But New Orleans, New Orleans, things get a little wild. Marty or Ev, either one of y'all, whoever wants to go next.
Yeah, I got I got Yale -2.
Let's dance.
39-33,
Rico at half.
I got Texas A&M -1.5. I love Houston -7.5.
Love it.
K-State +10.5. Indiana -22.5. Wow.
Taking K-State?
Yeah. I mean, they played pretty well against fucking Arkansas yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. I don't like that one.
Indiana -22.5. St. John's -26.5. Oregon -2. This is my last thing on Oregon. If they stink tonight,
they start slow sometimes and come on late and see.
But if
I
they
feel like under
if
Dane Oliver,
here's the stat. St. Mary shot 53% from three last night. Duck, duck, boost. Move this one.
Dude, West Coast Conference is red. I saw this Twitter. West Coast Conference is on.
Yeah, people are getting mad.
The West Coast Conference is on a freaking heater and a half.
No, I mean, there's such a stupid argument.
There's a lot to shake out. I love Oregon tonight. Sorry, Marty.
And I got Gonzaga -6 tonight. I just don't think you – I know. We have a boost, too. Take the boost for UCLA to win money line, but I'm not going to lie to the people. I'm not going to lie to the people.
So why don't you change the boost?
Because they like UCLA.
What is the boost?
It's upset Bruin. UCLA money line and the over. +380
Oh, but it's okay. You have to. I got outvoted.
You got great taglines. You'd be a good politician.
I would.
Exactly.
I was told on Pick'em I'd be a good dictator.
There you go. Propaganda Bosco over there. Be you and Goebbels. Just 1-2 All time.
Ev, what you got today?
All right, at 230, I'm on A&M -1.5 little bounce back. I love Houston. I got too many. Me and Marty got too many of the same plays. I'm on Arkansas, too. But the play I love the most, Northern Illinois tonight in college football, the Maction, +4 Western Michigan fucking stinks. I'm telling you, Northern Illinois probably wins this game outright at home. I love them +4 That's my play of the day.
I'm not going to hit that Illinois win total, am I?
All right, I have got the L.A. Clippers in NBA. And then in college, I'm falling for the trap on the UCLA and the points. I mean, it is what it is. I'm taking 7 I got UL Lafayette +5 And Arkansas-Cincinnati, I am a little concerned. Like you said, Arkansas hadn't necessarily played the best so far, and since he looked good, but I'm taking Arkansas by 5 I believe in Coach Musselman. And Ev, your enthusiasm just sold me. I'm always a fan of the home underdog. I'm adding the Northern Illinois Huskies responsibly to my card as I was looking at it. I was close on it, so I'm in on it. Rico, what you
got? Yeah, I got to just give out my best plays now and chop down the card.
That's fine.
Bloodbath of a month. I'm on Southern Utah right now, which is a loser, so stay hot. I'm on Houston -7 I moved it to Oregon -3.5 +114 Duck, duck, boost. Arkansas -5 and I'm on the bench mob parlay, which is UCLA money line and the over.
Duck, duck, boost. You're off, man. That's pretty good. We got like, did TJ? Oh, Za, by the way, do you have any soccer picks? The chat's asking for Za soccer picks.
Villarreal +175 today against Man United. Ole has been fired. Michael Carrick, I don't know if he's going to win today, so +175 Villarreal.
Add it to my card.
Did you get that clip, Za?
Yazoo.
Wait, Za, real quick. What was the more ridiculous clip of the weekend? Troops throwing the phone? Or fucking Expressions telling the guy to fuck off his own.
Expressions was so fucking funny. Dunk,
unbelievable. And the guy's like, you got a feel for me. He's like, the building, it's not a human.
It's like, it's not a human, blood. The building's not it.
I mean, he was so oblivious to the whole the union stuff and all that nonsense. It was
unbelievable.
Great.
That's too funny. So do we have this clip?
Yeah, I got to hear this, I guess.
Is you subscribe, let's say a wonderful model has a $20 subscription per month. You pay that, and then she controls what she posts. So most of them, I think the most efficient way, if I were a hot girl, I would have people subscribe and then post maybe hand bra photos or lingerie photos on there. And then in the DMs, you DM like, hey, daddy, my pussy's out for $30. Or like for $50, like, hey, here's me blowing this dick. And then that's how you make majority of the money. I don't have my phone here right now, but I could pull up. But that's the strategy, really. You post.
Hey, daddy, my pussy. Yeah. By the way. It's unbelievable.
Be a great manager.
Hey, he's an expert. Texting someone, hey, say, hey, daddy, my pussy.
Well, he has experience. He ran through Asa Akira's DMs and was answering. Yeah. Imagine paying money for Asa Akira and getting a response from balls.
He was like rating dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, great dick.
I was about to finish and say, like,
top notch.
I don't even know what to say behind that.
Nice piece. Top notch schwang.
I got nothing to add to beat that, but I want to thank everybody for joining us. So we're out of the office Wednesday through Friday, but live stream for the Egg Bowl Thursday night. Black Friday, 20% off everything. All our merch by Saturday. Huge stream of Ohio State, Michigan. It's going to be a huge college football weekend. Stay tuned for the Yak. It's up next.